Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, this is Linda. This is Life Class for UOS and UOM students. Today, it's me. It's Linda. And I am just speaking on today's spiritual activism. And the reason that I'm speaking on that is because on my regular show and here forward into Something Is Done about the Trayvon Martin case, I will be saying something about that case because, for me, I feel like it is an injustice for this young man to be gone. And the evidence that I've heard and seen for Mr. Zimmerman, to me, shows that he at least needs to be arrested. And my heart goes out for those parents, and prayers go out for those parents. And they're taking up the cause because it's an injustice. We shouldn't be judged by the color of our skin, our religious preference, whether we wear a hoodie or not. You know, we are human beings, and we deserve the compassion and respect of other people. And sometimes people are not as evolved as others or evolved as others, and they judge people before really knowing all the facts. And in this case, when Zimmerman approached Trayvon, he didn't owe him an explanation. He was just a man, and he should not have had a gun in the role that he was doing as the community watchman that he self-appointed that role into. So when I look at all the evidence that's been presented, I just feel like this isn't an injustice. And bringing that forward as spiritual leaders that we are being called to be and going into a university that is educating us to be spiritual leaders, to me sometimes, and for a lot of us, will be the call of action to call out against injustice, where that be injustice of anyone, that justice is not taking place. Injustice is just for us to cry out and to say this is not right. And we will have many different platforms, a lot of us that, as students and as we go on in our careers. And I think it will be very important for us to use those platforms wisely. So tonight I wanted to talk about spiritual activism because some of us will yield to that call. And in reality, all of us have, because when you study metaphysics, which is the study beyond the physical, beyond what we can see, feel, and touch, the study of why we are here, what is our purpose, what is our goal, what are we to do here, some of the answers to that question is we are here to be change agents to those things that are wrong, to help right the rights in a world sometimes that sees wrong as right. And if you understood that, that is our call sometimes to speak for those who can't speak, to hear the call of injustice and to respond with action to the call of injustice. That will be a call of all of us. And a lot of us, even religiously, I am one of those who believe, and I say it all the time, I am a Christian. You know, I don't make qualms about that, and I don't apologize for that. But though I am a Christian, I understand that there are other people on other paths. And I may not agree with your path, as I said also on this radio program, but I would like to dialogue with you about your path so that I can understand the path that you've chosen. And I think the highest thing I can do as a Christian is to be and to embody the principles of Christ. And Christ was a reformer. He was a life changer and a world changer. And he did it with 12 people. So it doesn't matter the numbers. It's the voice. It's the action. It's the mindset that makes the changes. I'm just going to go into a couple of principles that I... about what is an activist? An activist is somebody activating or advocating
or engage in activism. They take direct action to achieve a political, social, or spiritual goal.
So that's sort of the definition of an activist. And I was going through and read a couple of articles. Some interesting things came to me about spiritual activism. And I just wanted to kind of go over some principles that I got from a couple of articles. This one is from a Shekhar Kabir. He is an activist that had a lot to do with the things that were going on in the Muslim community. Some things, you know, I've kind of reworded, but I think that he has some good principles here. First of all, and this is not one of his principles, I really believe in order to direct change in a world that change is needed in areas where there is injustice, is that we definitely have to be connected to God, to Source. We have to be connected. We have to know what God is speaking to us in our hearts, in our mind. We also have to know when to act and when not to. So an activist has to function out of divine wisdom, discernment, and guidance. And you can only do that if you're connected. And being prayerful, being mindful, and working in divine timing is of the utmost importance. And some of the other qualities, I think, of a spiritual activist is that they have a clear and penetrating vision. They see whatever injustice or wrong that there is. They see the way to go about making that change in harmony with others or of like-minded interests. But they make the vision of whatever they're doing, they make it clear. And they call on God for a number of qualities that are needed for spiritual activists, and some at some times and others not. But basically, some of the qualities that you have to have, to me, always forgiveness for whoever is supposed to be your adversary. You still have to walk in forgiveness. You have to have patience, a vision for harmony, justice, wisdom, and discernment. Those are some of the qualities that you need to call on at any given moment, at any given time. As I said, you have to be connected to the divine. Number two, they understand divine communication when it's offered to the hearts of the servant. So basically, it's saying the same thing, that basically they hear from God. They know when the call of action is. They see the cause. They see the suffering of someone else. They know that that's the call of action. The Bible speaks of there's a burning in your soul to do something. You get a righteous indignation about something. You know that it's a call to action. They know how to speak, what to speak, and when to speak it. So to me, this is saying that there is that whole order of divine timing. In this day and time, when you are having others follow you for a just cause, you don't want to incite anything, anger, whatever, to people that may not be able to maybe be as spiritually evolved as some others. And so you want to be able to speak to people, to handle the crowd, to calm the crowd when needed. So definitely, as going back, you got to be connected to God. You delegate the appropriate activities and jobs to the appropriate people. So if you're working in an organization and you all have the same cause, you know who is gifted in what area, and you delegate accordingly. And you work through the gifting in harmony with all of those in your organization, knowing your goal, knowing what you're trying to do. You know the forms of sustenance needed to sustain the heart and soul of the steward. This is where wisdom and discernment come in. You know when people are tired,
You want to function out of being restored, rejuvenated, renewed. When the group is tired, it's important to have balance and harmony and rest. Sometimes there's compassion fatigue when you're just giving, 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 giving. And as leaders, I feel like it's really important for us to know when it's time for us to rest. When you have a call, sometimes you feed off of that. Your, you know, juices are flowing, but you also know when it's time to rest, when it's time to recede, when it's time to move forward. Divine timing is the utmost importance. You're aware of the interpenetration of spiritual and material realities. So you're spiritually grounded. You know that you're a spirit being manifesting on a physical plane. And you're aware that even your adversaries, whether they know it or not, they're spiritual beings manifesting on a physical plane. So you know what you're fighting for. You know your adversary. It is so important to know your adversary, to know how they think, what they're thinking about, to look at their history and their past, to study them, and to know who you are. It is so important to know who you are and not to function out of anger and hostility, but to function out of love, harmony, and peace. So those are qualities. And eight, to give oneself totally in order to serve the welfare of humanity. And I also have to put here that giving oneself totally is also knowing when to rest, when to move, when to push. It's just really that, going back to that divine timing. So those are some of the qualities that I believe that a spiritual activist should have. And then I also kind of looked at these principles of spiritual activism by Lynn Twist. I thought they were good. I am not going through all of them, but I did want people to think about some of them because I think that they are so important when we are change agents, that we just kind of work off some guided principles. Martin Luther King said, our goal is to create a beloved community. In order to create a beloved community, we have to really be love and function out of that love. God is love. We function out of the love of God. And we have to be people that are loving and compassionate for ourselves and others. A lot of the problems between groups, either, going back and forth between religious groups, races, or whatever, is the lack of trust and the lack of understanding or misunderstanding. You don't know people. You really don't know. And sometimes we start fighting and going back and spitting back and forth before we actually know what it is we're fighting about, or we are arguing and disputing over things, and we really don't understand the person or the group or where they are, or what they're from, or where they're coming from. I even think of that with Zimmerman. I think that he didn't take the time to really, he just had a notion in his head that this guy was trouble, and he went for it. Without really evaluating, without seeing, and he took a young man's life. So we have to be careful, be mindful, and when we are in groups that are pushing for spiritual activism or when we're pushing for justice, you're in some heated situations. So you have to think quickly, think harmoniously, think love, think peace. And be that. You have to be those qualities. Love being the most important thing. Jesus said, love your neighbor as yourself. So love has to be the guiding force and the guiding principle in spiritual activism. And you have to see the image of God in everyone, even your adversary. You have to see the image of God in him. You have to know that we are all connected. We're interconnected. We're a part of the source. We are God. God is in us.
prayer. We cannot neglect the power of prayer. Prayer changes things. Prayer is powerful and effective, and we have to pray for ourselves, our leaders, each other, and our adversary. When you are in a call to do something for injustice, you have to pray for the people that, you know, your adversary, and being conscious of our thoughts and intentions can have a beneficial impact on our work. So we have to be conscious of what we're thinking, what we're saying. Is ego getting involved here? Am I doing this out of harmony and love, or have I let anger and so forth and guide me? So always question yourself or your group, are we doing this to achieve the goal of harmony and love? That's what we're about. That's what we want to be about. That's how we have to shape and guide. Have to always be able to shift the motivation from anger to love. Be aware of negative thinking and nullify it in yourself and others, even those people in your organization who are like-minded and you're all fighting for the same cause. When you hear that negativity and anger, call it out, just like you're calling it out in this united fight that you have against injustice. And you have to be willingly to talk openly about love. When you're in the cause to fight, you're in a great platform to teach love, to model love, to be love. Be aware of that. Promote and send and be peace. Be peaceful. Be mindful of being peaceful. Don't be attached to the outcome. Let go of the need to be right and in control. Be open to all the possibilities. You know, don't be attached to the outcome. Be attached to what you are, what you're about, and what you can do, how you can contribute. Focus on the issue rather than attacking your opponent. You know, even when you're in maybe a verbal debate, even if it's just one-on-one or if it's a group setting, focus on the issue and know that it's not a personal attack against the person. It's the issue at hand, and that's what you're going for. And we should not isolate ourselves from the pain and suffering of the world. We just can't. We have to speak out against the suffering and injustice in the world, and I feel like it's the duty of those who are in the spiritual community. I'm not saying that you always have to do something grandiose and big, but even in a small way, in this whole situation with this young man that has lost his life, Trayvon Martin, to me, when you're silent, when you say nothing about injustice, you're giving consent that this is okay. So sometimes it's just as much as saying something in your sphere of your sphere of influence, saying something to a coworker, saying something to maybe a group that you meet in at some, you know, this is just not right. I don't feel like it's right. Not consenting to any type of prejudice, when you see it, you confront it, be it a group with one or a group with 200 or a group of thousands. Confront injustice in a peaceful, thoughtful, but yet direct way. Peaceful, nonviolent, direct action is appropriate. And we have to demonstrate how to get our point across in a peaceful manner. We are co-creators with God. And in order for us to have a better future, it is up to us. We create the better future. I think it's our duty to confront and demonstrate and protest against harmful and unjust laws, but to do it in a peaceful manner. You know, I am a child that actually I grew up in the late 60s, early 70s, was in high school in the 70s, but I do remember the civil rights
And my grandparents and other people in my community were involved in the civil rights movement. The thing that struck out the most, that with Martin Luther King and these men and women that were world changers, were that they were nonviolent. And as a community, the change agents were in the little churches or in the churches in the community in the South. They got together, they organized, they did things in a systematic way, they thought about it, they taught people how to withstand whatever was going to come up against them. They prepared people mentally of what people would do. So they just didn't go out there, but they really organized, they really taught people what they may come upon, come against. They also, I remember, teaching people how not to respond in a violent manner when somebody is doing something against you. And they changed a nation with that. And we are one with God, each other, and all of life. And I just feel like as spiritual leaders, we have to demonstrate love. We have to be love. And we have to respect ourselves, even respect those we are coming against when we are going against, either protesting, respect the other person, even your adversary, your opponent. Respect them and respect yourself. And we have to be responsible for modeling the behavior you want to see in the world. We have to walk the walk and talk the talk, and we have to be about that daily. And I think, you know, it's so much going on in the world, even with spiritual leaders, be it in the church or whatever. I speak about this sometimes on my program, you know, not really always walking in integrity. I think we have to be cognizant and aware of how we present ourselves, what we're saying, what we're doing, because the world is looking at us. When you step into the plate to be a spiritual leader, whether you like it or not, you're up for display, and people are looking at you. They're looking at you, and they are looking to you for guidance. But you have to be aware for that, and you have accepted that responsibility. So you have to walk with moral integrity to be a man or woman of God, to do the right thing. You know, I'm not saying being anything other than yourself, but treat other people, everybody you come in contact with dignity and respect. You know, we're all going to have those days when life isn't all that great, and sometimes that you can say things to someone or do something to someone. But also be the first to say, hey, I really messed up. I'm sorry. I said something I shouldn't have said. Because we are human. Know your humanness, but also be willing to ask for forgiveness. To say that you're sorry. That is modeling the behavior for peace. Be peace. Well, pretty much that is it. I just feel like we all have the call to be and to do. And when we hear the call, we need to respond. We have a platform. So you may be in a position to go against social injustice, political injustice, and spiritual injustice. And we as leaders and world changers should take up that call, but do it with wisdom, with guidance from God, and discernment. You guys have a great evening. I'm going to go out with Marvin Gaye. Mercy, mercy me. Good night. This is Linda with Soul in the City. This is Monday's Life Class. I hope you got something out of it. Just message me if you did. Next week I'll have Mark Sullivan on, and he'll be talking about life coaching and what he's doing with his degree and how he's pursuing going on to the next level. Be blessed because you are. Be loved because you are. Be all that you can be because you are a child of the Most High God. Mercy, mercy me with Marvin Gaye.
Whoa. Oh, mercy, mercy. How much more than you, my man, can't you?